Today's Shi'as Masechta Chul and Daf Kuf Vav. We will begin Beis Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Hey on the base, four lines from the bottom. Vamar Abaya, Maresh Havamina. Originally, I thought Ha Deshadim Mayim Mekuba Dechatzpa. Somebody put the reason we pour water off the top of a barrel before we drink from it. Mishum Tzivasa, because there may be pieces of wood, twigs that are floating on top of the barrel. Amli Mar, but he says, Rabbi then taught me, Shum de'ikamayim haram, there's water that the Shadim drank from, and that water, of course, could be damaging to us. And the way we're able to solve that problem of the Shadim attacking us is by pouring off some water. And the Gemara from the top of the barrel. And the Gemara, in fact, tells us such an episode. Hahuba shed dav b'rapapa. There was a shed in the home of Rapapa. Ozol asuya mayim in the hara. And somebody came to drink water from the river. Yaakov and the shed took and Yaakov the shed delayed him for bringing the water. Kiyasa, when the shade came, Amale, the people of the family asked them, Mayekfas, what delayed you? Amlu adachalfim mayim haroim. I had to wait until the bad water, the water that was attacked by Mazikim, passed by. Adahachi chazinu, as they were talking, the shade saw that in the home of Rapapa, the kashod mayim pum dechatzpa, that before they drank water, they poured off water from the tap of the barrel. Omar, and to that the Shaykh said, Yav Yadana, if I would have been aware that Galisul Mevet Hachi, that this is what you do in this home, that in this home you never drink water without first pouring off from the tap, Layakfi, I would not have had a reason to get delayed because there's nothing that could affect your water. No shade could affect your water. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel Omar, he made a declaration, Mayim Arishonim, as we discussed in our previous year and we'll be discussing now, of course, before one eats, he has to wash his hands. And says the Gemara, if somebody doesn't wash his hand, if somebody wants to wash his hand, hechilu basa chazir, it caused somebody to eat pork, achroinim, and the fact that achroinim, somebody did not wash mayim achroinim, hatzi isisha mibala, they caused the couple to get divorced. And the Medrash explains that there was somebody who owned a shop and he had kosher meat and non-kosher meat. And we used to sell both because everybody was disguising themselves and not making it obvious that they were Jewish. And one of the ways they were able to do so was by serving non-kosher meat. And when somebody would come in, they would serve the Jews the kosher meat and the non-Jews the non-kosher meat. So if somebody came in and ate without washing their hands, he would assume that they're not Jewish and would serve them pork. And that's one time a Jew entered the store, didn't wash his hand, and the shopkeeper was assuming that he's non-Jewish, and that's how he ate non-kosher meat. What happened was, how did he realize that he was served the pork? So the Medrash explains, when he got a bill for the food that he ate, he said, why are you charging me this much? Yesterday you were here, and yesterday I was here and I would pay less. And he said, well, yesterday you ate beef, and today you ate pork. And he said, how did you serve me pork? He was all upset. And he said, because you ate without washing, that's what caused me to believe that you're not Jewish and you would eat pork. That's the way the Medrash describes the story. Of course, many Mefarshim asked the question, the Rishonim already asked this question, that the halacha is that you're not allowed to do business, you're not allowed to sell non-kosher food. So how was this person allowed to sell non-kosher meat? How was he allowed to sell the pork? He says that a number of answers. Of course, the simplest answer, as we began, it was a time of danger, of great danger. And therefore, because it was a time of great danger, so therefore the halacha is he had to do what he had to do. Another explanation that's given is that even though, as we just said, and the halacha is very much so, that one is not allowed to do business with davar asur, with something which is not kosher, which is asur, the halacha, however, is that if it's nizdamnuloi, it's not that you went out to do business with something non-kosher, it just happened to have come to you, then this iser doesn't apply. And that's what happened here. He happened to have had non-kosher meat. The story with the husband and wife that got divorced was there was somebody who had left money in somebody's home, a pikadon. He had them to please watch the money on his behalf. And what happened was, when he came to ask him for the money that I left with you, the person denied having any money. So the Jew, who realized that didn't know how to get back his money. So he went to this person's wife, and he told this person's wife, your husband told me to tell you to give me back the money that you owe me. So the wife said, how do I know that my husband told you to do this? So he said, because my husband gave me a simon, gave me a way to prove to you that he said it, by me telling you what you served for lunch. And she said, you served beans. The reason he was able to know that the served beans, he says, is because he had not washed my machroinim. And the minig is, when one washes my machroinim, not only does he wash his hands, but he wipes his face as well. Because he had not washed my machroinim, so this person was able to tell that he had eaten beans for lunch. So she gave this person his money. When the husband came home and they discussed what happened, and she told him what happened, he was all upset that because of what happened, she gave the money that he was intending to steal. And at that point, he divorced her. Our Gemara just discussed a situation where somebody had a store and he was selling non-kosher meat and kosher meat. And Ramosha has a discussion that the Shal Sechuvas Igris Moshe Yoredei Echelik Beis Simen Nun, where somebody wants to own that type of a restaurant. Is somebody allowed to certify such a restaurant? Is somebody who has a restaurant where he serves non-kosher food eligible for kosher certification? And Ramosha takes a very strong approach to this, and Ramosha says that such a person who is violating the law of not selling kosher meat and doing business with kosher meat is not a person that could be trusted. Another question, the Gemara says, was saying that the person was served a non-kosher meat because since he didn't wash his hand, so he assumed he was a Jew. So the Marik asks a question, besides for the fact that he obviously did not wash his hands, he was obviously dressed as a non-Jew. So why, asked the Marik, do we say that the reason that he was served the non-kosher food is because he ate without washing? Why don't we say it's because he dressed like a non-Jew? From here, says the Marik, that when the Torah says that we're not allowed to dress like the non-Jews, it means that if the dress represents something that is an inappropriate way for us to be dressed that way. He says that wasn't the case here. It wasn't that they were dressed inappropriately. And if non-Jews wear a suit and we wear a suit, that's not called b'chukaseyem, chukaseyem le'salechu. Says the Gemara, Kiyasu Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Omar, he had a different version of what happened here. He said, Rishonim, the Mayim Rishonim caused that a Chilubas in the Vela, as we said, that because he saw him eating non-kosher meat, that's what caused him to, because he saw him not washing, caused him to eat non-kosher meat. And I saw that the Marsha explains, this is a perfect example of the expression that Chazal say, Aveira Gereres Aveira. Because he wasn't careful in one thing about washing, it caused him to do another Aveira. And Achroinim Hargus and Nefesh. Their version is that when the husband discovered, that version has that when the husband discovered that the wife returned the money, he got so upset at his wife that he killed her. Amram Nachman Yitzchak was Simonach to remember who said what, says the Gemara, Asa Ravdimi, according to Ravdimi, Afka, it caused them to get divorced, and according to Ravan, it caused Katla that she be killed. Ravava Masne Chad Mahane V'Chad Mahane. He said the episode as a combination. Somewhat he said it like Ravdimi, and somewhat he said it like Rav Ami L'Chumra. He always said the version that had a worse story. And therefore, he said like Rav Dimi, that it wasn't the Vela meat that he ate, which is from a kosher animal, just wasn't slaughtered properly. According to Rav Dimi's version, it was Chazir, which we know Chazir is much worse than Nevela. Besides that, in our philosophy, Chazir has such a bad connotation. But as we just said, Nevela is a kosher animal that could have been slaughtered. But Chazir, there's nothing that can make Chazir kosher. And in the story with the wife, he has that he caused her to die, not just that they should get divorced. The Itmar, says the Marachameor, water that was heated up through fire. According to Chizkia, one may not use those water to wash his hands. Rav Yochanan, it may be used to wash the hands. Am Rav Yochanan, says the Gemara, Rav Yochanan tells us, Shaltis, Rav Gamaliel ben Noish shel Rebbe, v'eichot taris, he was makbet to eat, he was careful to eat even chulin, as if it were tar, like a koyin, v'amli kol gdol gol oisim came, they all used to wash their hands with hot water. Chamitferia, the Chamitferia, which is water that's naturally hot, we have in the city of Tveria. Chizkia, according to Chizkia, one may not use such water for Natil Sidaim. Amat Bilim as Yudaim, if you'll have 40 saw of water collected in one place, so if you'll have 40 saw of water collected in one place, then you'll have it, it's be considered like a mikvah. And therefore, if it's considered like a mikvah, so therefore you could use it to dip your hands in instead of immerse your hands in instead of Natilas Yadayim. Rav Yochanan Amar Kol Gufay Toivah Behem. You have to, when if you want to use it as a mikvah, then perfectly fine. You could use it as a mikvah. Avloy Panav Yadav Raglov. The way the Mefarshim say the focus in our Gemara is not the Panav Raglov, the hands and the feet. It's the focus in the Gemara is the hands, and dipping your hands into that water is not a legitimate way of doing Natilas Yadayim. And the way the Rishonim explain, why is the Gemara focusing on Chamei Tveria? Because Chamei Tveria is particularly problematic. The reason Chamei Tveria is particularly problematic is because they were never cold. Other water were cold and then became hot. Moreover, I saw some Rishonim explain that you can never Chamei Tveria particularly hot, and that's why they're not permissible. Ask the Gemara, but I don't understand. Hash to call Gufa Tayyub Behem, if they could be used as a mikvah, so Panav Yadav Raglav LaKoshkein, so certainly it should be usable to wash your hands in. Amram Papa, so Papa responds, Bim Mekoimam, when they're found where they come from, up from the ground, the Kol Amalei Pligid Shari, both Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan will agree that you could immerse your hands, and that will be considered a legitimate way of washing your hands. Lishkman Ibimana, to take that water out with a cup or whatever, the Kol Amalei Pligid Asur, everybody will agree that you cannot wash your hands that way. Because as we've been learning, that type of water is not acceptable for Netilas Yadayim. Ki Peliginu, says the Gemara, where do we have a question? Where is their machlokes? The Peskinu B'Bas Pirta, that they diverted the water from where the water naturally comes up through a ditch to a different place. But you don't have a boim saw, which is the amount of water you need for a mikveh, in that new gathering of water. And that's the machlokes. Masava, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is, Gazrina Baspirta Otamana, that just like we just learned, that you can't put water in a cup, this chametveri water in a cup, his opinion is that this would be considered the same type of situation. Well, Masava, and the other man Dama holds, Loi Gazrinan, that we are not concerned about that, and therefore, since the halacha is we're not concerned about that, it doesn't look like a keli. Putting that type of water into a keli is not permitted, but putting it and dipping it into the Baal Spirita is permissible. Ketanoi says Gemara, this v'loigas we don't make a machloikas, we don't make exerida. If you're going to do this, you may come to end up taking it in a keli from here. Says the Gemara, this is actually machlokes tanoim. The Braisa teaches us, if you have water that it's not, an animal can't drink, whether they're spoiled, or the chametveri, which we just said a moment ago, very hot, the kelim, if you put it into a cup, psulim, because for netilas yadayim, you have to have water that is water that we can drink. And this is not water that one could possibly drink. And since it's not water that possibly we could be drunk, it's not kosher for the Netilas Yadayim. But if they are in Bekarka, if they're still in the ground, Ksheirim, you could use it to immerse your hands. Rav Shimon Lozoimer, at Bekarka, even if they're still in the ground, you can't be used them. They have for immersing your hands from the Netilas Yadayim, even though they can be used for mikveh. And therefore, Taiva ben Kol Gufoy, if you needed to use it as a mikveh, that would be acceptable. Avaloi Panav Yad V'Raglov, you needed to wash your hands, not acceptable. Ask the Gemara, as we asked before, Hashka Gufa Taiva ben, if they usable as a mikveh, ask the Gemara, Yodav Ragva Koshkeit, so just using it for immersing your hands should not be acceptable. Says the Gemara, the Machlokes is as we just explained. El Allah, the Paskinim B'Bas Pirta, they were diverted into the dish, Uba Peligi, and this is the basis of the Machlokes. Masava, Rav Shimon Loza's opinion is, Gazrina B'Bas Pirta Atamana, it will allow you to immerse your hands here. You may come to fill up a cup of water from such a place and use it, which is not acceptable. Or Masava, whereas the Tanakhama says that Loi Gazrinan, we don't make such a gzeira. Says the Gemara, Amar of Idi Bar Oven, Amar of Yitzhak Bar Ashen. The Tilas Yadayim, the Chulin, the reason we have to wash our hands before we eat Chulin, Mneisach Tuma. The people who are going to eat Tuma have to wash their hands. Because we have a rule throughout Shas that Stam Yadayim is Gani Yisayin. We have to be concerned about the status of one's hands, and people touch all sorts of things, and that's why Chazal made a gzeira on somebody's hands that they could be considered tamei until one washes their hands, and if one were to touch their hands, it will make the truma that they touch tamei again, because Stam Yadayim Tumasein, because we say that the hands are Tumay, they are in the status of a Sheni Latuma. And when it comes to Truma, if Sheni Latuma touches Truma, it will make the Truma pasul, and therefore we have to wash our hands first. By chulin, chulin doesn't ever go past a sheni. So if your hands, even if halachically they're considered a sheni, if they touched the chulin, it wouldn't have any effect in the chulin. And that's why, because there were people that ate truma, and they would have to wash their hands, as we just explained, before they eat. So they made a rule that they always have to wash their hands before eating. Everybody. Void. And the other reason why Chazal instituted a rule that one should wash their hands before they eat chulin, mishum mitzvah. What? Because it's a mitzvah. Ask the Gemara immediately, my mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? Am Rabbi, mitzvah l'shmai devir chachamim. There's a mitzvah to follow what Chazal say. And if Chazal told us that we have a rule that we have to wash our hands, that's what we have to do. So Tosfos asked the obvious question. Of course, mitzvah l'shmai devir chachamim. We have to follow what Chazal teach us. But why did Chazal actually teach us that we have to wash our hands before we eat, because of tzrach truma? If that's the case, what is Rabbi Yitzchak saying? V'oid mishum mitzvah. There's nothing new. The mitzvah is because of tzrach truma. So Taisu says that once Chazal said there's a concern of tzrach truma, so the obvious question is, most of us don't eat truma because we're not kohanim. So, but once they instituted, because of Srach Truma, that they should wash their hands. So even we who live in a world where there's no Truma, and even we who are not Kohanim and don't have to worry about Truma, because of Nikias, because of cleanliness, that Chazal say that we too should be washing our hand, and that's why it's meant mitzvah l'shmaya devrei chachamim, that Chachamim wanted us to wash our hands, not just because of Srach Truma, but also because of the halacha of Nikias. Another pshat that I saw is that mitzvah l'shmai devar Chachamim is the Chazal made this gzeira, even though I was saying it's a gzeira that is hard to understand. But what Chazal said is that we want to make a gzeira because of Srach Truma, even though there's room to not understand, mitzvah l'shmai devar chachamim, we must do what the Chazal say and accept it even if we don't understand it. Rav Amar, the reason what was meant, the explanation when the Gemara says mitzvah l'shmai devar chachamim, it means mitzvah l'shmai devar Rebbe Elazar ben Arach, that Rebbe Elazar ben Arach took a pasuk, and based on the pasuk, he explained that we have to wash before we eat. The ksiv, the pasuk says, "V'chol ashiyiga ba'azov, v'yodav l'shotav b'mayim." Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, we can't amr some chachamim. This is the basis where Chazal taught us l'tiel shidayim in the Torah. Amalei Ravel Rav Nachman my mashma. How does this pasuk teach us that we have to wash our hands before we eat? The ksiv, the pasuk says, "V'chol ashiyiga ba'azov, v'yodav l'shotav." The pasuk says that he didn't wash hands. Hashotaf, if he would wash your hands, it seems that the zav would be tor. But the question is, hatfilaboy, if somebody's tummy, just washing the hands is inadequate. Elach kamer, this is the way to understand the pasuk. Achash leishotaf, somebody who didn't wash his hands, the halacha is tamehu, it's considered tamehu. And here too I saw the Rishonim debate how to understand this Gemara. Is this an asmachta, that the real reason is srach truma, or is this a new independent halacha that the Torah wants us to wash our hands? Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yishya, le'amru netilas yadayim leperis. If somebody is eating fruit or any other food besides bread, the halacha is El Mishum Nakias. The only reason one has to wash his hands is because of cleanliness. Savimnei, and when they heard what Rabbi Yishya said, the Talmidim of the Yeshiva assumed Chayvu Deleka, there's no obligation, Hamitzvika, but there is a mitzvah to wash your hands. Amalei Rava, so Rava said, not that way. Rava said, Loi Chayvu V'loi Mitzvah, There's no chayv or mitzvah to wash your hands when you're not eating, when you're eating a different food than bread. El Rishus, if you want to wash your hands because of cleanliness reasons, then you're allowed to. There's, of course, one exception, which we know that exception is we do by the Seder every year, and that is if you're going to eat a fruit, vegetable, that you're going to dip into water or into a liquid. Because we know by doing so, you make that food mukhsh l'kabel tumah, and once the food is mukhsh l'kabel tumah, there's a real concern that if you touch that food with wet hand, with your hands, that a tameh yadav shnei saying you'll make that food tameh. Why did they strictly make this rule by bread and nowhere else? If there's a concern of srach truma is not only on bread, it's by other as well. So the Rishonim explain that midaraisa, the only produce that's obligated in truma is dogon, wheat, tirosh is grapes, v'yitzar is olives. Now, grapes are made into wine or grape juice, olives are made into olive oil. And by drinking something, or olive oil drinking, we're not concerned that you're going to touch the food that is not with your hands directly, as we're learning Yadav Shnei is saying. Because you don't drink out of your hand. So you're always going to drink out of a cup or out of a keli. Since you're always going to drink out of a cup or a keli, there isn't such a significant concern about srach truma. Only on bread, which you could hold the actual piece of bread in your hand, where the concern of srach truma is much greater. As we've been learning in our shir, that many Rishonim, Tosfos, says that the primary reason, one of the primary reasons why Chazal instituted Netilas Yadayim is because of Yenikiyas, that we should remain clean. And the Cheshuki Chemed has a very interesting discussion where there was somebody who was a candidate for Rabbonus or to be a Rebbe in Yeshiva, but he came and he didn't make a nice appearance, he wasn't neat, he wasn't clean. And the question is, can somebody like that be appointed for such a position? And he says very sharp that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yudal Amar Aleph, says, Amar Abchi Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Tamad Chokam Shenimtzu Ruvav Kesem Shoshuman Al Bigdoy. If there's a Tamad Chokam that has a stain on his clothing, Chayiv Misa. Because clothing represent who we are, and if a person who's supposed to be a Talmud Chacham, a person who's supposed to be a person that people are to listen to, that should always be dressed in a neat and clean fashion. In fact, he quotes that Shimon Shkop says that at a certain point, when he became Rosh Hashiva in Grodno, he was very poor, and he couldn't afford to buy new clothing. But Rabbi Yoshev Rav Shimon Shkop said, I couldn't afford to wear new clothing or buy new clothing, but I was always careful, he said, that my clothing should absolutely be neat and clean. A Talmud Chacham has to be so careful in the way he represents himself. And he quotes that Rabbi Yoshev Lapian was already an older person, and he was already retired, and he was already not able to see. But he said that he was always careful to be dressed in the most neat and clean fashion, because he strongly believed that that's the way a Talmud Chacham has to present himself. And that's very much part of what we've been learning in our sugyas, where the Gemara has been teaching us, as Tosfos has been teaching us, that we have to wash our hands. And the reason one has to wash their hands is when we don't have srach truma bismanazah, the way we still have to wash our hands because of nikiyus. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Babachana, I'm the Kim the Kameder of Ami Ravasi. I was once by Rav Ami Ravasi. Eisel Kameka called the peri, and they brought a basket full of fruit. V'ochol, and he ate v'loimash yadayu, but he didn't wash beforehand. V'loyav l'midi, and I didn't give him anything to eat. Ubar chad chad l'chudei, and he ate. He made a separate bracha. He made a separate bracha for every food that he ate. And he said, from this story, Shmamina class, I learned three halachas. Shmamina, ein atil shadayim l'peiris. As we're learning in our shiur today, there is no halach. There's no requirement to wash your hands when you're going to eat fruit. The shmamina ein mezamin al peiris. We know the Gemara Masechta Brachos teaches us that there's zimun, that people gather together, as the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Brachos, that mem heyam and aleph, the shloisha she'ochlu ke'echod chiyavim lezamein, and they say nevarach shechal mishloi. That is only by bread, not by fruit. V'shmamina, we also learn from this that shnaim she'ochlu mitzul chalik, that if two people ate, and now each one should make his own birchas hamazon, and not be yotzei one from the other. And Tanya Nami Hachin says the Gemara, indeed, so does the Braisa teaches us. Shnaim she'achlu mitzvah lecholik, but d'mayim emorim, when is that halacha? Shoy shnaim seifrim, they're both talmidei chachamim, and they could say their own birchas hamazon. Avol echad seifer, if one is a talmid chacham, ve'echad borim, one is not a talmid chacham, ha'seifer mevarech, then the Talmud Chacham should say the bracha bar yotze. So the way the Mefarshim explained this Gemara is that unless one person is unable to say Birchas HaMazon himself, everybody should say their own bracha. So Taishas asks, why is that the case? So he says, because when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, and he says that this is a big difference between a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. He explains, when we speak about a bracha rishona, so there the halacha wants us to combine, we're all coming to eat together. And there he suggests that even if I can make a bracha myself, and you can make a bracha yourself, still the halacha tells us that we're coming together and we're not starting to eat until we all eat together. So therefore the halacha is that one person should make a bracha for the entire group. However, when it comes to bracha achrona, so he says that the reality of a bracha achrona is that not everybody finishes to eat at the same time. And therefore, the chazal did not want the one should have to wait for the other. And therefore, unless it's a situation where I can't be yotze with your bracha because I don't understand, because I can't make my own bracha, everybody should make their own bracha achrona. Tanabar until yadayim lechulin, when somebody is washing their hands to eat bread, at a perek. Since the halacha is that you're only washing your hands because of srach truma, and as we're learning, srach truma is not even really relevant to most people. So there halach nowadays, just washing the tip of your finger is adequate. If you're washing your hand latruma, then the halach is ad haperek till the knuckles. Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim b'Migdosh, and when they did Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim before somebody did avoid in the base of Migdosh, there the halach is ad haperek that you have to wash until the wrist. There's an interesting question. Here we're learning that if you eat bread, you have to wash your hands. The question is, if somebody is eating something sharp and he's eating it along with bread, and the reason he's eating it with bread is because just it's too sharp to eat by itself. So the halacha is you don't make a brachas hamotzi. The question is, do you have to wash your hands? The halacha is, there are a number of opinions. The opinion of the Matan Moshe and the Shalah is that one should wash the hands because you're eating bread, but not make a netilas yadayim. The Shulchan Aruch Harav Paskins that one doesn't have to even wash the hands. The Shulchan Aruch Rav recommends that you should eat some bread and avoid all sorts of shilas. The Mishnah Berurah differentiates between how much bread you're eating. And the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Kuf Nun Chesef Kotten Yud says that if you're eating a kazayas, even under those circumstances, not that you're eating the bread, just that it should be able to accompany something else. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, but if it's a kazayas, you should wash without a bracha. If it's less than a kazayas, he says you don't have to wash altogether. Furthermore, says the Braisa, anything that is considered a chatzitza, when one has to go to the mikvah, chaitzitz, it's considered chatzitza in the tails yadayim lechulin, when you're washing your hands. And similarly, it's considered chatzitza, the kiddush yadayim reglaim, the mikdash, when you're using kiddush yadayim, doing kiddush yadayim reglaim. Midaraisa, a chatzitza, it only represents a chatzitza if it covers most of the area and it bothers you. But if it's a miyut, even though it bothers you, or it's a lot, but it doesn't bother you, it's not a chatzitza. However, Chazal said that even if it just covers a small amount, but it's your makbid, it's a chatzitza, or vice versa, if it covers roiv, even if it doesn't bother you, it's a chatzitza. The Mefarshim ask, of course, the halach is that a chatzitza is a problem. What is the Braisa teaching us? So I saw that the Tiferes Yaakov answers that based on what we just learned. There's a halacha that we learn often in Shas called Ein Shvus B'Migdash. The Rabbanans were not instituted in the Beis HaMikdash. And since the Rabbanans were not instituted in the Beis HaMikdash, so maybe this halacha, this extra chumrah that the Gemara just taught us about, that we just taught, what is considered chatzitza, ought not to be applicable in the Beis HaMikdash. So we learn that they are. Tosfos therefore makes a very important point that when one washes his hands, he has to be careful that he should make sure there's no chatzitza. And one of the areas that is very much spoken about is if there's something, for example, if there's any dirt under one fingernail and there are different distinctions made, exactly where is that dirt? Of course, the best thing is to remove dirt. There are, however, different, there's a big discussion if somebody has ink or paint on their hand, what would that be? Chatzitza particularly comes up, for example, if a woman has nail polish on her fingernails. And here, the Paiskim take, the Rishonim already discussed this halacha, and the Rishonim take somewhat of a lenient approach. And their reason for taking a lenient approach is that number one, it's not really very significant, it's not considered significant, and it's not something that, it's something that the people want to have, and that's why they are not considered a chatzitza. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Atkan, the Shurim that we've been discussing was Lechulin, and he showed on his fingers where he meant. So for Chulin, he showed until the joint and middle of the fingers. Atkan, when he was showing to where we have to wash for truma, he showed the whole hand for the wrist. V'shmul amar, atkan, bein lechulin, bein letruma, that for chulin and truma, his opinion is, A, we don't differentiate, and for both of them we wash till the knuckle. And he was going lechumra, that by chulin, his opinion is, that when it comes to washing for chulin, after truma, they both should wash till the knuckle. And the way the Rishonim explain is because Shmuel was concerned that if one will become accustomed to washing for the chulin only until the middle of the finger, then when wash for truma, he'll end up washing not as much as he should. He'll only wash till the middle of the finger, when she washed till the knuckle. Sheshama ad ben lechulin ben truma. He said that both places for chul and truma, it's enough to wash until the middle of the finger, because he was following a cooler, a lenient approach. Amar Bahedya, have a kameder of Ami. I was once standing in front of Rami. Amar Atkan bein chul and bein truma. He said, till the knuckles for chul and truma. He was going lechumra. V'loy tamer Rav Ami. Don't say that the reason Rav Abi took this strict approach as Mishum the Kohen Hu, because he was a Kohen, and therefore he had to be concerned about Truma. Because says the Gemara, there are Maisha Bab Rei to Rav Shum Belevi, who Levoi. He was a Levi and not a Kohen, and he also said, Vomar, he still took the approach that Atkan, until the knuckles, is where one should wash, Bein Lechul and Bein Lechuma, because his opinion is that you always should go l'chumra, that we should be washing the hands until the knuckles, under all circumstances. The Paiskim point out the question that we need to discuss is what's going to be halacha if we're washing our hands for Negel Vasser in the morning and when we're washing our hands for that way on Yom Kippur. And the Paiskim say that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that when washing the hands, always when one washes the hands, is one should wash the entire hand till the wrist. There are those that say it's adequate to wash until the knuckles. And therefore, the question is, what should one do on Yom Kippur? And there's a machlokes. Some suggest that the halacha is that even on Yom Kippur, since that's the amount that the halacha requires, we should wash until the entire hand. There are those that say, since apidin, it's adequate to wash until the knuckles, and Yom Kippur one is not supposed to have any enjoyment, and therefore the halacha is one should just wash until the knuckles. And that's actually the psak of the Chayei Adam. He says, but the Chayei Adam makes a very interesting point. The Chayei Adam says that washing Negel Vasser in the morning, the reason we wash in the morning is because of a Ruach Ra. And the Chayei Adam says to remove a Ruach Ra, it's enough to wash until the knuckles. But points out the Chayei Adam that when we speak about duchening, so the kohen is going off for duchening for Nesis Kapayim on Yom Kippur. So here says the Chayei Adam that the halacha requires that the kohen wash his entire hand before he does Nesis Kapayim on Yom Kippur.